In an address to a joint session of Congress last night, President Bush emphasized his proposal for across-the-board tax cuts as a way to stimulate the economy. The president is trying to build support for his $1.6 trillion 10-year tax cut plan, both in Congress and among the American people. The president also is promising to protect Social Security while proposing increases in spending on defense, funding for schools, and for conservation. Democrats question how he can do all of that and cut taxes at the same time. Here are two reports, the first from NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.
This was an important speech for a new president who took office after a close controversial election and who's been struggling to get much media attention lately because of investigations surrounding former President Bill Clinton's pardons.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Last night, though, the spotlight did belong to Mr. Bush, who described the nation as one with great challenges and greater resources.
An artist using statistics as a brush could paint two very different pictures of our country. One would have warning signs, increasing layoffs, rising energy prices, too many failing schools, persistent poverty, the stubborn vestiges of racism. Another picture would be full of blessings.
That picture, he said, shows a country that's enjoying a period of peace with its neighbors, a nation with a strong military, a balanced budget, and big surpluses. Those surpluses, he said, can help solve many problems, things like improving schools.
Education is my top priority, and by supporting this budget, you'll make it yours as well. Reading is the foundation of all learning. So during the next 5 years, we triple spending, adding $5 billion to help every child in America learn to read.
In the moments that followed, he ran down a list of spending increases, money to train and recruit teachers, to fund a prescription drug program for low-income senior citizens, money for technology to aid the disabled, pay raises and better housing for the military, cash earmarked for the preservation of national parks. But the president said that even after all of that, and after committing $2 trillion over the next decade to pay down the national debt, there is still money left over to pay for $1.6 trillion in across-the-board tax cuts.
The people of America have been overcharged, and on their behalf, I'm here asking for a refund.
The president also addressed the debate regarding the size of his proposed tax cut.
Some say my tax plan is too big. Others say it's too small. I respectfully disagree. This plan is just right.
Given how closely divided Congress is, getting his budget through intact will be difficult. In the Democratic response to the president's speech last night, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle said it's dangerous to put so much faith in projections for budget surpluses 10 years into the future.
Nobody's crystal ball is that good. Just ask Texas. 2 years ago, using rosy forecasts, then Governor Bush signed a budget that cut taxes by $1.8 billion. But his budget projections were wrong. And today, Texas faces a serious budget shortfall. If his budget predictions now are as faulty as they were then, his tax cut would bring huge deficits, increase the national debt, and put our economy back in the ditch.
The president's budget arrives on Capitol Hill this morning. By then, Mr. Bush will already be out on the roads, selling his plan directly to the American people, with stops today in Pennsylvania, Iowa, Nebraska, and Arkansas. Then tomorrow he heads to Georgia. His hope is that people will like what they hear, and that will help him persuade members of Congress to get on board. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.